This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. Today we are taking another look at the baffling story of Ellen Greenberg. This is a case that we've been talking about for quite some time. But now, finally, we may be getting closer to maybe some justice here. Ellen Greenberg, the 27-year-old teacher from Philly, whose death back in 2011 has more twists than a roller coaster. Ellen was found in her apartment with over 20 stab wounds. And while her death was called a homicide, it was then switched to suicide. Now the medical examiner is backtracking and saying it might have been a suicide after all, saying it was something other than a suicide. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us. Siobhan, from your perspective, how do you think these back and forth conclusions affect the family's ability to cope with a loss like this of their daughter? And we're talking now all the way back to 2011, 23 yeah. or almost 13, 14 years now.
Yeah, 14 years of hell for the family. And I think this has just been absolutely tormenting for them, knowing that there was something, a grave injustice, something terribly wrong with the medical examiner. I mean, what's his name? Marlon Osborne. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And the allegation that she killed herself by stabbing herself in the back, and it just is probably the weirdest one we've seen as far as being a potential cover-up, screw-up. Who knows what the whole story is? But I would imagine the family is greatly relieved at this point that at least it's going to be looked at.
Yes, I mean, that's the plan anyway. There's been times in the past where it was opened and then closed and opened and closed. This is such a twisted one to kind of wrap your mind around, and I think that's the angle I want to take with this today, more so than just like the logistics of the crime or her stabbing herself after death, you know, basically becoming a zombie. Because I mean, if that's what we're going to believe, if we're going to go off of the official story, which the official story includes two things that make no sense: postmortem stab wounds and suicide. You can't have them both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's one that, we talk about things often that are hard to believe. This may be number one as far as hard to believe. We should do a hierarchy of, these hard to believe stories that mm-hmm. we hear. But this one, from the first time I read about it, it was just like absolutely impossible. Makes no sense.
I mean, the medical examiner, let's start with the bigger news of the last handful of days. Marilyn Osborne has said now that she thinks it was something other than suicide. She didn't go all the way to say homicide, but she did say something other than suicide. What are the options? Accidental death by 20 stab wounds? I mean, I don't quite see. Okay, but the fact that she's making this statement now, all these years later, why do you think that is?
It's got to be the various forms of pressure that the parents have consistently shown that they're going to continue to fight on this. And I understand that there was an additional suit filed, and that's what spurred this. So good on the parents. I mean, it's been hell for them, but they're not giving up.
Without a doubt, and thank goodness they're not giving up. I know he made the father of Ellen made a comment the other day, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing here of like, we could have done this a long time ago, but I'm happy it's happened now because, they're getting older, and I think all they want is just to get this looked into. I know I've talked to them myself, and they're not even necessarily about let's go after this person or let's accuse this. It's just, look, let's start with square one. This wasn't a suicide.
Yeah.
So now that we're getting there and we're kind of getting to that place, there's still a lot of other stones to be turned over. The fact that this medical examiner is saying that in a civil case, it doesn't mean it changes the what is actually on the death certificate. That's still there. It still says suicide, even though later on now she says, you know, it's like she can't go back to her place of work from all those years ago and change some notes up. That's not how this is going to work. But we have it verbally said now by her. My bigger question to you, and I don't think anybody knows the answer, is why did it go that way in the first place? And
right.
Why would you change it now? That seems a little bizarre. And I think questions need to be asked.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's the part of this that smells so stinky, is the fact it was initially not deemed to be suicide, then it was changed to suicide shortly thereafter. And so it just sort of screams, again, is there some kind of cover-up going on? What in the world? Why would that happen? It makes no sense.
It's a weird case where everything is backwards and everything is bizarre. And those of us who are like looking at it objectively, not just scanning over the newspaper going, oh, this is so sad, this woman committed suicide, on to the next story. And you look at it and go, what, huh? But you have literally, I mean, the lack of investigators, because there really, it wasn't investigated as a homicide. There was no prints ever taken from the knife. There was no fingerprinting of anything. There was no DNA test, nothing. It's just always like, oh, it's a suicide. We are done here and everybody should look away. I don't understand that. What shocks me of this whole case is how that side of this, the non-Ellen Greenberg family side of this, everybody else on the other side of this, all just expected everybody to look away and nothing's going to be questioned. Don't look at anything here. Don't question anything here. And if you question anything here, how dare you? We're going to question you. Mental health is real. This is a real thing that people suffer from depression. Yeah, no shit. Nobody's questioning that people suffer from depression. People are questioning whether you have depression, if it has an ability to bring you back from the dead and stab yourself in the heart.
Yeah. Yeah, and not to mention, as part of this bizarre story, the fact that they not only didn't do DNA testing or process the crime scene appropriately, they had the whole place scrubbed the next day.
Yeah. And again, for that just to be looked at as, how dare you question anybody? How dare you think it's weird that a family member of the ex-fiance came in and scrubbed the place and took digital evidence and then eventually did return it? That you can't do that. It's baffling. I know the ex has moved on with his life. I'm not accusing him of murder. I'm not accusing him of anything. I am asking, what the hell happened here? How do you not beg for a further investigation to be done into this case? I'd just like to know the answers. If you love the woman, you care about the woman, and she's dead and she's been stabbed 20 times post-mortem, and you're just like, okay, time to move on. Good. I'm happy you can move on. And I hope you had absolutely nothing to do with this. Good for you. But it still doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No. And the 911 call with the fiance is just another bizarre piece, because when he was on the line with 911, he was saying, well, maybe she fell and hit her head. And so they were trying to coach him through giving her CPR, and he said, well, I really can't because of the knife sticking out of her chest. So, okay, there, you know, again, weird that your mind would not go to she fell and hit her head if there's a knife sticking out of her chest, obviously. So that's...
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the most bizarre 911 calls I think we've ever heard. And I'll play some of it here for us in just a moment to take a listen to. Again, not saying the person on the call, the ex-fiance, is the killer. I am not at all. I just have questions. And I don't know why no one else asked these questions and why that family just seems to be like, no, it was a suicide. What more do you need to know?
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. There's a lot that's need to be known here. And for her own parents not be able to get any sort of justice on this is insane. Questions need to be answered. If my girlfriend if my wife or my fiance was found stabbed 20 times in my home, and then I had my family member come in that's a high-powered official and be able to get in there and take the digital evidence out of the crime scene and somehow also convince no one to investigate the thing other than it's suicide? That's some amazing power, some amazing persuasion one must have over officials to be able to do something like that. Or were they just that incompetent and the whole family's like, well, it's what they said. I don't know the answers to these questions.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think in some families, there might have been displeasure at the results of the, you know, the whole thing, the lack of investigation, the determining it to be suicide. Some families may have just not had the energy and the wherewithal to fight it, even if they didn't agree with it. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the family is diligent, they're smart, they're angry, justifiably, and they're not going to just let it go. So good for them.
It's very much, it's like staring at the sun. They're like, don't stare at the sun, it'll blind you. That's not a good thing to do. And they're like, what sun? Like that really big, bright one right there that you don't want to, I don't see anything. It's beyond like, I mean, could this be cognitive dissonance where you're just, you somehow remove yourself from the situation so rapidly because it's so traumatic and you just, you can't process it because it is so harsh. But then why are all the other people who are not traumatized by this, the officials who could be looking into this, also feeling that exact same way?
Right. It doesn't make sense. I think I would be in the same camp as you if one of my loved ones was, you know, died under these kind of circumstances. I'd be leading the charge to try to figure out who was the real killer. What happened here?
Be making it your like mission in life.
Exactly. 100%.
I mean, it's it does. Everybody deals with it differently. I get some people, they not want to. Maybe they want to do something else and move on with their life. But again, questions need to be answered. You were there.
Yeah.
And the fact that, again, they weren't even asked is what's shocking to me.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.